Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. It is Thursday evening. It is a beautiful day, evening in Hampton Roads. The weather has changed a little bit, but we know that it may be some more bad weather coming, but you know we're going to deal with what we have. The song is a little bit that you just heard was Day by Day, so that's how we live. That's my mantra, to live day by day and to have the most exciting day that I can have. The show tonight will only be for about 15 minutes because I wanted to make sure that I spend a little bit of time with you tonight. I'd hate to miss my shows. I had a show earlier today on 1270 AM here in Virginia Beach, and so I wanted to share what I talked about on that show because that's a local station, but I did want my internet listeners to be able to hear it as well. Thank you so very, very much. If this is your first time tuning into Issues Concerning Women, it is a organization that has been in existence since 2007, and we're all about empowering women and their families, reaching out community to bridge that gap between people who are in need, the business community, colleges, and nonprofits. And that's just the short version of it. We do so much more. We're here to empower you, to lift you up, to inspire you. And we hope that you enjoy the show. Those who have been listening to my show for a while kind of know my format. They've been hanging out with me for many, many years, and I'm so excited that they continue to encourage me, send me awesome letters, awesome phone calls, and let me know that they are listening to the show. So if you are needing to speak to me right now, the number is 1-347-826-7543. That's the call-in number for my guests. If you would like to speak to me after the show, which is fine, is 757-567-6734. So I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on that tonight, but if you want to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ICW, you can get the whole show and visit my website, which is Issues Concerning Women, or you can Gmail me at icwdirector@gmail.com. So I got a lot to tell you in a span of 11 minutes, and I really don't want to rush through it because the topic tonight is faith, and we've been on that for a while. I'll get off of it, I'll have a guest, and then I'll come right back to it. And why do I do that? Because it's in my belly. It's burning on the inside of me, and I just want to share the things that I pick up, the things that I learn, how my life has changed. And if I did not have faith, I know that I wouldn't be in this good place right now. So I hope that anybody that's out there listening, no matter what you have gone through today, this is going to be your faith break and give you the opportunity to just really look at the situations that you're going through, look at how it is affecting your life. When we are going through stressors, it affects our health, it affects our relationships, it affects our jobs, it affects everyone around us. We're usually not at our best behavior. We can take some stress, but when it starts to get out of control, then we start to have problems. And I just want to share something with you tonight to get you thinking about where you are. And I don't know if any of you are in my age group or not. Some may be younger, older. But there used to be this song, and they still play it every now and then, called Where's Your Faith by Reverend James Cleveland. And this song always resonated with me for some reason. Every time I would hear it, I would be attentive to the song. And it talks about when you're going through something, when you're having a bad day, when you're discouraged, Where is your faith? When you are in a situation, when you're in the valley, and it seems like there's no way out, there's no one to help you, where is your faith? And, you know, the Bible speaks about having the faith of a mustard seed. But the thing that we have to look at even further than that is when we have faith, we need to take some action, because faith is just, well, not just believing in something that we can't see, but also learning how to trust our instincts, listening to those gut feelings that you have. Some people call it women's intuition. Some people say, you know, I feel it in my gut. Some people say, you know, I feel it on the inside of me. Listen to that. When it triggers for a reason so that you can pay attention. So when we say that we have faith, what is faith? You know what the Bible says is, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But this is an power and the importance of faith. But we have to take it one step further. We have to know what faith really is. And when you think about it, faith is confidence, it's trust, it's reliance, it's conviction, it's belief, it's assurance. Because we have to be sure without any shadow of a doubt that what we believe in can truly happen. Faith is trust and belief, or belief in something that you have no logical proof of or no evidence of. But for some reason, you know that everything is going to be okay, that it's going to work out. You have faith. And my perfect example, and I give this, is I have to find a new one, because I know if you've been hanging with me for a while, you kind of know that I say this all the time. You have faith that you go to work Monday through Friday. You work 8 hours a day. Some people work more. You have faith that in 1 week or in 2 weeks or in a month, however you get paid, that you're going to have a paycheck. If you have direct deposit, you have faith that your money is going to be in your bank account when you go and work on the 1st and the 15th. You have faith. If you have faith in that, you actually already worked, already done the job without any pay whatsoever, and you have no doubt in your mind that you're going to get paid on time and when you need to get paid, you need to take that same faith that you have for that and let it resonate in you, and also use it for everything in your life. You have faith that your children are going to be successful. You have faith that they're going to graduate from school, from elementary, high school, go on to college, get a degree. You have faith in that if that's what you're believing in. You have faith that your marriage is going to last until death do you part, because you stood up and you said that in front of God and all your witnesses. You have faith. So every time that you believe in something and you believe it without a shadow of a doubt, without any way of knowing if it's going to be true or not, that's when you know for sure that you know, that you have the assurance that whatever it is that you are needing, wanting, thinking about, that it's going to come to pass if you just have faith. So you know that faith is an action where you have to do something. And I was looking at the word faith, and I had run across some things when I was doing my research, and I found one passage that describes faith as, forsaken all, I take him. Forsaking all, I take him. So that's faith. And him is your Lord and Savior. So forsaking all others, I know who he is without a shadow of a doubt. I have the faith in me to believe that he is who he says he is because of all the wonderful things that have happened to me. I know that we go through different situations, and sometimes it just doesn't look like or feel like or seem like it's going to come to fruition, the things that we want. But I'm here tonight to tell you, if you just hold on to your faith, to your beliefs, If you have confidence, if you trust, you have reliance, if you have conviction, you have belief, and you have the assurance of him, then everything is going to be all right. And you know I try not to preach because y'all know I can go there with you, okay? But for tonight, I just wanted you to think about all the wonderful things that have happened to you in your life, all the times when you thought you didn't make it and you made it through. You have to have some kind of faith, even if you didn't believe it at the time. But when you look back over the situations that you went through, when you came out on the other side okay, when you finally realized that it wasn't as bad as you thought it was, when you were predicting that it would be the worst day of your life, and you look back now and you say, man, it wasn't all that bad. Or when you look at somebody else's situation, somebody who's gone through something greater and had greater hurt than you've ever experienced from the way that they describe it, you're like, man, I haven't experienced that yet. But they made it through. So my situation is not looking so bad. And then on the flip side, we also have to be encouraging to others and to tell people about how good your life has been. No, it has not been a bed of roses. No, every day hasn't been peachy and wonderful and fantastic. But with you, if you had more fabulous days than you've had bad days, and then I challenge you, if you really want to know, you make that list. And if it's about a relationship, and the good always outweighs the bad. Because if it was that bad, you wouldn't still be in the relationship if you still are. And if it was that bad and you're still in the relationship, then that's on you because you had opportunity every single day to remove yourself from that situation, but you didn't want to because you wanted to and you thought you could make some changes. So tonight I'm just here to inspire you. I want you to power up that, not just the mental part of faith, but the visual part. When you look at things, look at them with new eyes. Look at them with the faith that you have, that faith that you're going to get that paycheck in 2 weeks. Look at them with that kind of faith, how you want to live your life and how you want to walk in the path that has been ordained for you. You know, guys, I'm fired up tonight. I've had an awesome day. I want to thank you for listening to Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I hope this has helped somebody. I know on my earlier broadcast, the phone started ringing right after I hung up. People were telling me, you know, thank you for just those few words of encouragement. So I hope that the same thing happens tonight. And the good thing about doing it on Blog Talk Radio, you can go back to it anytime you want to. Anytime that you feel that you need to pick me up, that you need to be inspired, you can go to Issues Concerning Women. You know, we have heavy topics sometimes, but tonight it's a little bit off of my beaten path, but I did want to come, give you a word of encouragement, tell you you need to power up, get fired up, get what you need, live day by day. Today has been a fantastic day. I hope it has been a wonderful day for you. Come back next week to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I will be here at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if I'm not, there's a good reason why. I'll be traveling next week, so if I don't get back from Buffalo, New York, I'll be in your area, Buffalo. So give a shout-out to me and if you listen to my show. And thank you so very, very much. Please come back, tell somebody about the show. If you want to call in next week, it's 1-347-826-7543. My number is 757-567-6734. The email address is icwdirector@gmail.com. Good night. God bless you. I'll be back with you next week. And know that if you have faith, then everything's going to be all right. And if you don't, ask yourself the question, where is your faith? Good night, all. God bless. Take care.